New Orleans Public Schools' decision to start the school year virtually came as a major source of relief for teachers and parents who saw returning to the classroom as dangerous. But for teachers who are also parents, the announcement has had significant consequences. Education reporter Aubrey Uhas has been following this story, and she spoke with news director Patrick Madden earlier today.
Aubrey, can you start by taking us back to the moment when New Orleans Public Schools decided they weren't going to start the school year in person?
Sure. So early last week, Superintendent Dr. Henderson Lewis Jr. and New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, they called a press conference to discuss the city's back-to-school plans. You know, originally they'd been planning to welcome younger students back to the building full-time and older students back part-time. But with the recent rise in coronavirus cases, Lewis said the plans were going to have to change.
And while we still believe it, it's absolutely critical to return our children to the classroom, unfortunately, at this time, the data is going in the wrong direction. We have made the difficult decision to begin school under a distance learning model in August.
Lewis went on to explain that while students will be learning at home until at least the end of August, schools will be open. That way, students can do things like pick up free meals and receive special one-on-one services that they can't receive remotely, like special therapies and things like that. He also said that teachers may work from their classrooms during this time, and that's where things got complicated.
Right. It's the word may. So what does it mean that teachers may work from the building? Are teachers going to be required to go in, or is this optional?
You know, since we're an all-charter school district, it's up to the individual charter operators to decide. So basically, the district told them buildings can be open, and it's up to them to decide who's going to be in them. There's more than 30 charter operators in New Orleans, and in talking to teachers, I quickly began to realize that they were taking very different approaches from one another. So a school like Ben Franklin High School gave teachers the choice and didn't expect them to work from their classrooms. It was kind of like if you wanted to be there, you could be there, and if you didn't, then there was no expectation that you would be. But there are plenty of schools that are mandating that their teachers get back in the classroom, and that's caused some significant controversy. Last week, I spoke with former curriculum director at Crescent City Schools, Heather Harris, and she told me she was fired last week when she criticized her school's plan requiring all teachers to come back to the building. Here's what she said.
I felt like the policy sent the message that the school distrusted teachers more than they cared about their safety. And I feel like it's our responsibility to mitigate any risk that teachers are already putting themselves in the position of assuming.
And I should also be clear that when I reached out to her school, they said that the claims she was making were unfounded and untrue. But they also did confirm that they are requiring their staff to come to the building to work.
And Aubrey, can you talk about what concerns teachers have about returning to the classroom? I mean, obviously they're concerned about their safety, but what are you hearing when you talk to teachers?
Yeah, so I mean, they're concerned about their safety in the sense that the city and the school have decided that kids shouldn't be back in the building, so they're not very comfortable about being back in the building themselves. But some of the biggest concerns are coming from teachers who are also parents. So with schools still closed to kids, you know, parents are being asked to return to work, and sometimes their kids are still going to be at home, particularly if they attend the NOLA Public Schools District. I spoke with Estelle Moody. She has two children and teaches English at Edna Carr High School. It's an Inspire NOLA charter school in the Algiers neighborhood. And she said her school gave her the option to return to work in person or to go on unpaid leave. Now, Moody said she felt bullied into returning to school since she can't afford to go on unpaid leave. Now, she's back at work while her husband takes care of their toddler and three-month-old, since the couple isn't comfortable sending their kids back to daycare. And I mean, this is the way a lot of parents feel, right? They don't want to put their kids back in daycare, but they have to go back to work. So they're in a bind.
It felt like I was being told you do this or you don't have a job.
Normally Moody said her husband would be working full time. So even though she's bringing in her full time salary, the family still has taken a financial hit as a result of the policy.
So Aubrey, when it comes to these teachers who have children, and some of these teachers may be going back to the schools, what's going to happen to them? Are the schools doing anything to help offer them some relief?
Well, some schools like Moody's are looking into providing childcare for their employees, but it's unclear, you know, what those resources will be and if they'll be able to take care of all children. So, for example, Moody has really young kids, and when a survey was sent out to her and her colleagues, it didn't even ask about children as young as hers in terms of figuring out their daycare plan. So there's a lot of questions around that. At the same time, there's a petition going around demanding that the district require all charters to give teachers the option to work from home during this period. And as of this morning, it had more than 500 signatures. But the other thing on teachers' minds is also about what's going to happen when kids go back to school. So Genevieve Rice and her husband Jasper both teach at Morris Jeff Community School, and their daughter's also a student there. Now, their school has allowed them to work from home for the time being, but Rice said her biggest concern is that when schools do reopen, she'll no longer be able to keep her daughter at home.
If we go back into in-person learning, I'm going to have to send her to school, so I don't have a choice. We have to send her to an environment that I feel is unsafe, and that's what really scares us.
So while the district's given parents the option to keep their kids home even when schools do reopen, for teachers like Rice, who are also parents, that won't be an option for them.
Thank you. That's Aubrey Juhas, our education reporter. Thank you, Aubrey.
You're welcome.